The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and as promised, our very special guest who is joining us again from Hawaii, being very, very kind to get up at an unreasonable hour to talk on the radio. We have Dr. Len Horowitz. Good morning, Len.
Good morning, Janet. Hello, Herb. Nice to join you again.
Good morning.
And we had a very, very interesting response to your previous show, Dr. Horowitz. It's very, very eye-opening for a lot of different people. I want to find out, how was this healing capacity? How was this sort of tuning in capacity and 528 hertz? How was that frequency discovered to have its beneficial properties?
Well, I started myself to experiment with it after, in 1998, Dr. Joseph Paleo had been praying to have me come. Actually, Janet, I don't know about you, but my life has been very blessed through an amazing series of synchronicities. I ended up knocking on Dr. Joseph Paleo's front door for dinner after he prayed to Jesus to bring me to him. And it was a bizarre series of synchronicities. I was living in Massachusetts at the time. You remember the story of my mother. My mother died of a vaccine injury, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and the autoimmune diseases that were associated with it that put her in the hospital, ultimately killed her. And I was very upset. And I was actually praying at that time myself for the Achilles heel of the Illuminati, because the story goes that my mother had been scrubbing the streets at Nazi gunpoint in Vienna and during Kristallnacht, and literally got out of Nazi Germany, Nazi Austria, as a matter of fact, on the last boat that made it out of Europe. And so when I was praying the prayer for the Achilles heel of the Illuminati, Dr. Paleo, who had heard me speak on Coast to Coast Radio with Art Bell, started to pray. He thought that I would be the person, the right person, to bring the information that he had received after researching. He was a devout Catholic, and he had prayed to Jesus to give him the original musical scale, that the hymn to St. John the Baptist was played to, sung to. It was six notes and that were missing for millennia. And he knew about the hymn to St. John the Baptist. He went throughout the Catholic Church to try to find it. He spoke to his bishop. He spoke to a cardinal, and nobody would reveal it. And so his story begins in the first chapter of my book that's called Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. I don't know if you remember, I came out with that book in 1999. I had suddenly moved to Idaho, northern Idaho, and through a series of synchronicities, I ended up knocking on his front door for dinner. And he told me, this project is for you. God brought you to me to do this project. And I, of course, just like you would, I said, you know, okay, sure. You know, you hear a lot of strange things from a lot of strange people, and, you know, you just take it with a grain of salt. But at any rate, it kept falling back in my lap, this project. healing codes for the biological apocalypse. And finally, I consented and I wrote the book. The first six chapters are Joey's story. He's dead now, but he's left us with the original musical scale called the Solfeggio, which was in the Bible. It was in a code that was put in there apparently by the Levitical priests who translated the original Torah into the Greek Septuagint and then installed the verse numbers to the Bible. The Torah doesn't have the verse numbers of the Bible. So in the verse numbers, chapter 7, in the book of Numbers, chapter 7, verses 12 through 83, you have a series of repeating verse numbers that lay out the original solfeggio musical scale, the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. At the time, those notes, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, the six notes, the T was added by Sancta Ionis. It was a Roman Catholic Church designation, and it wasn't there in the original music. And that is where I started. And then about 3 years later, I started to look at the mathematics of the numbers, 396, 417, 528, 639, 741, 852, and literally started to play with the numbers just as anyone would, looking at the patterns. And I realized that there was three missing numbers. If you follow 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in the hundreds column, you know, you've got, it's obvious, 9, 1, 2, 3, because the story goes that the ancient mystery school Pythagorean mathematics only has nine numbers. God's language is math, and the entire universe is based on musical mathematics, or the matrix of creation is math. So that's been proven in physics. And I just posted on the website 528revolution.com under the philosophy tab, a new article that just went up yesterday that deals with the Holy Spirit and E equals MC squared and how 528 is really at the heart of the Holy Spirit of love. And so I started to play with it, and that's how I got into it. And then ultimately I realized that the third note, the miracle note, do, re, mi, ut, re, mi, mira gestorum in Latin means miracles in English. I realized that the third note that produces miracles by tradition or by the ancient theology, it is got to be the love note. And I've had a lot of wonderful experiences, a lot of actually divine synchronicities happen, and a lot of prophets come, and a lot of physicists and mathematicians and musicians and great concert performers that have come and have shared their experiences. And over the years, it's basically come to realize that it's the heart of the universe, heart of sunshine. Well, you ask, what's in the heart of God's heart? And it's got to be love. And so I started to look at that theory, and over the years that evolved into the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. And that's basically what a brief history is.
A very, very important history, very important for people to know all this. Why did they change from that original scale? How did that come about?
Well, shockingly, it came about in 1938 when the Rockefeller Foundation, that had been experimenting in acoustic weaponry research and development using energy weapons, the earliest acoustic weapons that would jar people and cause nausea, cause emotional upsets, potentially physiological impact. And actually, to quote from an early research archive, a frequency or frequencies that would cause, quote, mass hysteria, end quote. And so, you know, if you're in a war arena and you're beaming an energy weapon at an enemy and you can cause mass hysteria, then you really won the war. And so that's what they were looking for. EMI, RCA, of course, heavily involved in military operations and covert operations and research and development in acoustics. with BMI, RCA, some major players in 1938. By the time 1938 rolled around, they had apparently discovered that you could cause mass hysteria in 8% of the population, which would account for, and I've written about this in the book of 528, that you could cause 8% of the audience to start screaming and going crazy. And now you're literally talking about the era that began with Elvis Presley. If you remember the first Elvis concert, it was unprecedented. In the past, audiences, women would swoon. They wouldn't scream. And they wouldn't riot. Well, when Elvis, who was actually controlled by an agent called the Colonel, he was an Army colonel and military operative, covert operator, who was actually controlling Elvis Presley. It wouldn't surprise me if they murdered him with the drugs and the alcohol. But the King actually did his first major concerts in Canada, and it was the first time in history at a rock and roll concert that people were rioting. They rioted. And so that's really the beginning of the British invasion into the United States with the Beatles and the music. And I think that that's ultimately what killed John Lennon. I think that John Lennon was assassinated based on the evidence that I'm looking at, because he knew about this. What I don't know is how John Lennon discovered 528, because he tuned his piano, his white piano. He went out of his way to actually tune his white piano to 528. Imagine track, the Imagine track, which is probably one of the most prominent in all of the peace activism types of music, that he actually knew about and used 528 frequency. And since then, since I discovered that, and it wasn't actually me that discovered it. We have people all over the world that kind of like are doing research now. And I was alerted to it and confirmed it. And then, unbelievable, after I started to publish it, you had apparently enough people in the intelligence industry that had access to Google, YouTube. They actually started to change the frequencies of what had been previously recorded. So you actually now have two different versions of Imagine, one in 528, the original, and then you have the modified versions. So I hope that's a little bit
amazing. Amazing, amazing information. And I know that they are using on cruise ships and even on private yachts, some of the cargo ships, in order to repel pirates at sea. They do use acoustic weapons. It's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Here with me today, Dr. Herb Slavin and our very special guest, Dr. Lent Horowitz. We're talking about the book of 528. We'll be right back. Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or amtcenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin and our special guest today, Dr. Len Horowitz. Very, very interesting information, information that so many people actually need to know about. Are there any people, Dr. Horowitz, who are working on having these frequencies played in music broadcasts, say in hospitals, in schools, any kind of large gathering? Is that a movement underway?
Yes, it is, Janet. And just before I tell you a little bit about that, just finish up with the question of where did this frequency, the current frequency that we hear played music in 1938, the British Standards Institute was persuaded by Joseph Goebbels. I mentioned that the Rockefeller Foundation, through RCA, BMI, looked into the acoustic weaponry, and they had discovered that frequency that we currently are playing, which is 741, or it's A440 standard tuning. The concert pitch for the Western world was set by the British Standards Institute in 1938. Against all of the European musicians, and of course the finest, you know, concert musicians, the composers, the conductors, the heart of the classical musical world is in Europe, in Vienna, and they didn't buy it. They didn't like it, and they were very opposed to it. They had been playing traditionally, they had been going into 444 hertz. That was their standard, and there was a feeling that that was better. It was brighter sound. It was more inspirational to the artists and the composers. And so the British Standards Institute really had a difficult time to pass this imposition for the Western world's music. And the Rockefeller Foundation needed to have somebody to persuade them. And they hired literally Joseph Goebbels, who was the Nazi propaganda minister for the Third Reich. You have to understand this was 3 months before Hitler invaded Poland, and the Allies knew about the military buildup. And so it's extraordinary that the Rockefeller Foundation, that was partnered with IG Farben, Germany's leading industrial organization that ran Auschwitz, literally, this is history, that the governing officials there directed Joseph Goebbels, hired him, commissioned him to go persuade the British Standards Institute to get involved with this frequency that we now listen to whenever we listen to music. And so we can talk about that later, that frequency, what it does. To answer your question, there's a lot of groups internationally now. I mentioned last time I was with you about the Ahava group in Israel that showed unbelievable things like what happens when they go to the ocean with groups of people and in swimming pools when they play 528 music. We had in a couple concerts, I had produced a couple albums with a very wonderful musician, a very talented guy named Scott Huckabee. And I first introduced him to 528, and we were at a couple of his concerts, and I literally had, there was about 4 or 5 feet away from me, about a 6'6" guy just drop out, fall out in the spirit, listening to the music. And, you know, that was a little bit dangerous, you know, because I didn't know, you know, there wasn't a catcher there to catch him. But I thought, wow, that's interesting. Well, he came too, of course. He was like, say, wow, that was terrific. We had another woman who had been sitting in a concert hall, and I was listening to Scott play 528 concert, and this woman appeared to have some sort of a heart problem suddenly in the back of the room. And so I went there to attend, and she just suddenly said, wow, I've had a heart condition all my life that the doctors can't treat. And suddenly now I was having this feeling, this experience, and it's gone. That my blood pressure, my heart palpitation problem seems to have been healed from just listening to this music. We've had a lot of those experiences. So are there groups that are internationally doing this kind of research? And in my opinion, that's what it is. It's fantastic research, and it's not harmful, in my opinion, unless you're going to like fall out in the spirit and have, you know, hit your head or something. But ultimately, I don't, you know, I see that it could be potentially used tremendously in, as you say, nursing homes and hospitals.
Such important information, I'm imagining, because you started the discussion talking about your mother and dealing with the effects of a vaccine injury, that when people are knowingly going to be exposed to something they perceive to be dangerous, possibly a vaccine, and different kinds of very intense medical treatments to possibly be playing this frequency of music, and might that possibly mitigate the negative effects? What do you think?
There's no doubt in my mind. That's why we've been doing things like we have a couple different products, as many products as that we can produce with 528 Love and get out, bless the planet with, is what we've been doing for years now. I think you remember we have a product called OxySilver, which resonates in 528. We produce it, we manufacture it with 528 frequency of sound, as well as 528 frequency of light, as well as the some of the right frequencies that are harmonics of 528 and 528 itself. That's where we can impart into a broad spectrum antimicrobial, antiviral, antifungal, antiparasite, what is well known, used to be called in the older days with the cruder technology, colloidal silver. And of course, that got a bad rap when people were taking a lot of colloidal silver and then they turned this grayish color of the skin. It tattoos the tissues and the skin. It's called argyra in medicine, and it got a lot of bad press. But the fact is, it was well known that silver and the silver utensils that the royal family of England and Europe, they were eating the foods and drinking out of their goblets of silver, their foods and drink, and they were being kept healthy when everybody else was dying of the plague. So it was well known that the blue bloods were getting the silver and staying healthy. So there was an anti-infectious disease component. And so from what I was introduced to, which was developed by NASA to keep the astronauts healthy in space, I was introduced to the world's first silver hydrosol that was covalently bonded, where this microfine silver is actually bonded to the oxygen in the molecule, and that's called covalent bonding. And we started to, you know, I wouldn't take the product on. I was asked to take the product on to brand it, and we ultimately branded OxySilver. That's the name of the product. You can go to OxySilver.com and learn about it. And we started to say, and I said to the fellows that approached me to brand this product, I said, yeah, I'm only going to do it if we can manufacture it with 528 frequency. And because I realized that water itself, like, you know, with homeopathics, is a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light. Water is a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light. That's why dolphins and whales can sing thousands of miles sometimes to their, you know, relatives across the oceans, and they can hear the sounds. And it's extraordinary. It's not like air. Water conducts sound and light much better than air. So, you know, I started with that concept, and that's where we can see we could use 528 in a variety of ways. The silver, of course, is a superconductor of electrons. Sound and light electrons can be enhanced by moving it through silver. That's why you have silver, copper, and gold. We use, of course, the copper wires for our electrical system. And in the periodic table, the three elements that conduct energy, electricity, that is electrons most, is copper, silver, and gold. So if you have silver, which is a superconductor of electrons, and then water, which is a superconductor of electrons, then suddenly you now have a double superconductor that is resonating in 528 love, which is what the bees sing. When the bees buzz to produce their honey, they're buzzing 528. We now know that for sure, too. And we've even recorded our own bees in Hawaii, and they're buzzing at 528. Most of the, you know, animal world and certainly the plant world, the greenish yellow color is what we're looking at. It's collecting that energy from the sunlight. The heart of the sunshine is 528 nanometers. And then that goes into the plant. The energy plant produces the flowers, of course, and the pollen, of course, and the oils, like the essential oils that you use in natural medicine for healing and raindrop therapy, emotional therapy, all sorts of Bach flowers. The energy essence in those plants and botanicals is resonating primarily in frequency of 528 because the greenish yellow pigment chlorophyll that produces the oxygen that we breathe is resonating with the electrons of love. That's what I'm declaring and claiming, that they actually resonate at the heart of sunshine, which is the heart of the rainbow, that greenish yellow color. And that is the heart, as above, so below, of your heart, my heart, your heart, my heart. It's, you know, basically one heart, and it's one energy system. It's one musical mathematical matrix of creation. And at the heart of it is this whole phenomenon of love 528.
It's such an inspiring message, literally, that you are bringing to people, to have them understand that in every different aspect of their lives, they have the potential to enhance and strengthen health, and that certain feeling of calmness, contentment, connection with other humans, connection with community. And I think so many people who are listening to this show and choosing organic foods and attempting to drink high quality water to do the most to support their energy, this is one more significant thing that they can do to create that beneficial energy all around them. I'm Janet Cimarelli. This is Natural Doc Radio. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin and Dr. Len Horowitz. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748 4991 to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, Dr. Len Horowitz, and Dr. Slavin. You have an announcement or several to make.
At least one.
Okay.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers, AMT Centers, is having an event on October 31st. And what that event is, in order to introduce more people to our drawing, to their drawing center, they're going to give people a free complete blood count, chemistry panel, and urine analysis.
Wow.
You just have to call for an appointment, and the phone number to call. Jenna, you have the phone number?
754-216-2332. 754-216-2332. And that's the number to call to make an appointment for that special event at AMT Centers on Saturday, October 31st from 8 to 11.
Yeah, they're going to start early because some of you might want to have your blood drawn in a fasting state, which gives you better information about your blood sugar levels. And you'll also be able to order other tests if you'd like while you're there.
Okay, some examples of those other tests, well, Dr. Slavin.
A fasting insulin level along with the glucose. You can order your hormone levels, vitamin D, a thyroid panel. These are the common tests that...
Are there any kind of special discounts that day or is just the event?
There will be special discounts. And when people come, they'll be given a menu with all the different prices, so they'll know exactly, if they want to do anything. And if they have insurance that covers it, they'll be able to apply their insurance as well.
Do they need to come with a prescription from their physician?
They can if they want. Otherwise, their healthcare providers will be able to order the test for them.
Okay, so October 31st, 8 to 11, free. That's amazing. CBC, chem panel, and
urine analysis. And I think that's about it. They want to just let you see what it's like to go to a drawing center where you don't have to wait, where things are done very efficiently. And, they just simplify the whole process.
And I'm going to be in attendance.
Oh, that's right.
So people have any kind of nutrition question, any particular focus to their reason for coming for these tests, I have lots of information to share.
And the information will be posted probably later this week on the website, amtcenters.com. And probably we'll put it on Natural Doc Radio, too. We can put a little alert as well.
Okay, naturaldocradio.com. Okay, very nice.
And as you know, we've been listening to Dr. Leonard Horowitz talking about 528 hertz. And I suspect there might be some skeptics out there.
You think?
Well, only because, a lot of times it's just natural to be skeptical about something you've never heard about.
Absolutely. And so many people kind of make up their minds about things without investigating. It's so important to approach with an open mind.
So, Dr. Horowitz, how do you talk to a skeptic?
Actually, I don't like talking to skeptics, Herb, it is what it is, and it's really, when you look at grass as green, I mean, it's like, should we be skeptical about the fact that chlorophyll is greenish yellow and resonates in 528? Should we be skeptical about the botanical world having the intelligence and the divine design or the intelligent design to be actually resonating at the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum. Should we be skeptical that there's 5,280 feet precisely in a measured mile? Shall we be skeptical that snowflakes are always six-sided hexagonal-shaped rings? Shall we be skeptical that the water H2O molecule resonates into that shape because there's obviously some sort of an electromagnetic field, the same thing that controls gravity? Shall we be skeptical about gravity? I mean, honestly, you know, skeptics are, in my opinion, much like atheists. You know, it's like pearls before swine sometimes. You know, skeptics are closed-minded. Now, at least what they could be is, as a scientist, if they were true scientists, and you start with what's called the null hypothesis in science. If you're skeptical about something, but at least you maintain an open mind, and at least you then begin to experiment with a theory. And the theory in science is called the null hypothesis, where you say, okay, 528 is a frequency, and it has no impact whatsoever. That's the null hypothesis in science. And then you would go into, let's say, a lab, or you would go into a greenhouse and you would play 528 music to some seedlings that were growing, and you would watch whether they would grow faster or slower. And that's exactly what John Ott did when he developed the lighting systems for all of the Disney movies and the animations of plants growing. It evolved into the Ott light, the full spectrum electromagnetic bulbs that we now use routinely whenever we're in everything from dental offices where you're concerned about color matching of teeth to office buildings where you're intelligent enough to use full spectrum lighting to sit under, because the research shows that you can have increased efficiency, work output by at least 15 to 20% if you simply change the color of your fluorescent bulbs because of the frequency. The yellow spike is extremely stressful in the standard bulbs, but if you change to full spectrum color lighting, suddenly now people start to do what plants do. They put out more honey, more pollen, more energy, and basically they're healthier when they're under that kind of frequency. So that's, again, you know, skeptics are skeptics, to each his own. And it's sad from my perspective only because they're only hurting themselves.
Well, Dr. Horowitz, I think a skeptic just wants to be convinced because they have absolutely no knowledge of this frequency, and they want to where can they learn more about it, see what the studies have been. And in your book, you probably explain a lot of this information as well.
Yeah, I've had a great privilege of working with some of the world's leading mathematicians and physicists on the whole thesis. And when I say that 528 is the heart of the rainbow or the heart of sunshine, it's self-evident. It's in science, it's empirical evidence. Empirical evidence is where it's right in front of your face. You know, it's there. And the question becomes, well, if it's been selected, natural selection by plants and the color chlorophyll, and, you know, you were just talking about the blood screening that's coming up. It's much like the matter of what delivers oxygen and the electrons of love to the human being is hemoglobin. And if you look at the chemistry of hemoglobin, the actual structure of the molecule of hemoglobin, it's unbelievably, Herb, this was a shocker to me when I first realized this, it's virtually identical to chlorophyll. The difference between chlorophyll and hemoglobin, of course, chlorophyll produces the oxygen, hemoglobin delivers the oxygen. The main difference is that we human beings have iron at the heart of the hemoglobin molecule, whereas the plants, the greenish yellow color of chlorophyll, has magnesium. And otherwise, the molecules are almost identical. And so then you look at the structure of those molecules. These are the energy producing and energy delivering organic chemistry ring that's called hemoglobin and chlorophyll. you look at the structure, and man, it just resonates. It just pops out. The sacred geometry is that of 528. You have the 528. We had John Stuart Reed, who is the world's leading expert in the effects of sound on water. He photographs when he plays certain pure tones to water. There is a wave pattern that forms in the water, and he photographs these using what's called a chymoscope, and it produces a chymoglyphic presentation of what that frequency vibration produces in the water. And so he did that with 528, and he was amazed. He said he sent me the photograph. We published it. It's on 528revolution.com and a couple different articles there. It's a perfect 36-pointed star. No other frequency produces a 36-pointed star. Why is 36 important? Well, there's 360 degrees in a circle. And so that is the essence of space-time. You talk about science. The basis of science, scientific measurement, is the 360-degree circle. Without that, you can't measure space-time. And so the world of physics is completely dependent on 528 frequency.
Amazing information.
Well, I was going to say that it's very slowly invading healthcare, and that is energy medicine.
Oh, for sure.
I think more and more people are understanding that the energy frequencies in our body play a major role in our health, although mainstream medicine doesn't really acknowledge it, although their treatments indirectly affect your energy flows with drugs and the other treatments. But you can go sort of right to the source. And you mentioned Royal Rife and the his Rife machine and the way he addressed illness through energy. So this shouldn't really seem far-fetched. And I don't think it is to our listeners, but maybe if we have any new listeners on the listening in today, this might be new information.
Hopefully it's eye-opening information with regard to the many neglected areas for supporting good health. For years, things of this nature might have been shunted aside by very powerful skeptics, or rather people who had a different agenda.
Now, we're coming up on a break, Dr. Horowitz. When we come back, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they may implement this in their own lives, this information about the 528 hertz frequencies.
And you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin and our special guest today, Dr. Leonard Horowitz. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, our special guest, Dr. Len Horowitz. And Dr. Slavin, just before the break, you asked a question about how people...
Exactly. I mean, this information is very interesting, and anything that can improve someone's health is certainly warranted. And so I'm not sure our listeners might not know how to go about implementing this or introducing it into their daily lives. So I was wondering what Dr. Horowitz does in his own life with regard to this frequency.
Very interesting.
Well, happy to share. I just, as I mentioned, on 528revolution.com, under the philosophy tab, there's a new article that deals with 528, the Holy Spirit. You know, when you think about the use in all religions, really, or the Western world religions, actually Eastern too, because you're dealing with prana in the Eastern religions, in Buddhism, that energy of, you know, universal consciousness and power in the martial arts is like the force in Star Wars. You know, it's kind of like the same thing in the Western religions between Catholicism and Christianity, where you have the Holy Spirit. In Hebrew, it is the Ruach HaKodesh. It's the Holy Smoke or the Holy Spirit. And so there's an article that just went up that deals with both the science and even involves, like you mentioned, Herb, how medicine is actually integrating and using this already. The concept is in magnetic resonance imaging, which you get into a magnetic field and then a radio frequency is played alternatively. And so what happens is that your readout is based on your own body tissues and the protons and the electromagnetics of your own body is shifting because of the radio signals and the electromagnetic field. So it's being used in technology, even in medicine, this kind of understanding. But to answer your question, on that article, there's 10 practical recommendations that I give of what people can do to actually start to be blessed by, healed by, and simply enjoy 528. And one of the first one that I mentioned is that we have a radio network. We have 12 stations now that are broadcasting on 528radio.com. You can become a listener and you can become a public supporter. It's a free service and we ask for public donations. We sure can use them. It's been very, very wonderful, but it's also been costly for us to develop that radio network. And it goes along with 528 Records. The second recommendation is that you transpose the music that you've got into 528, excuse me, so that you can get the benefits of medicinal music. The music will become immune boosting. It'll become more relaxing, more enjoyable. Janet, you asked before we started the program, what is it that I experience or what can people experience? Just briefly before I let you get into your experience, my experience is that I get the relaxation response. I actually can listen to a concert these days or I can listen to certain music and I have a virtual instant yawn type of reaction. A yawn is that relaxation response where you're breathing in oxygen. You're breathing literally in the electrons of love in the oxygen that gives you that extra added relaxation response that Herbert Benson Behavioral Medicine Group up at Harvard years ago. I was actually I had the privilege of studying with Herbert Benson in his group at Harvard. And that was what he wrote the books on, looking at the physiological responses and studies of Tibetan monks who he actually put into these electron sensors and was able to track the physiology in association with the relaxation response. So anyway, we have 528 radio and 528 records where you can actually transpose your music. We have a variety of products that, as I mentioned, we've been advancing in the application, the practical applications of this understanding. Water is so important. I know, Janet, you so wholeheartedly endorse people's hydration and good alkalinization levels. Well, again, anytime you can increase your water resonance with 528, you're actually increasing what happens to DNA is it rejuvenates it. And that's why my water science mentor, when I told him about what I had mentioned earlier on your show today, that I had Dr. Paleo tell me that in the Bible, the third note of the original musical scale was 528. This fellow, name is Dr. Lee Lorenzen, who is really an advanced nutritional biochemist, an MD, PhD. Dr. Lee Lorenzen was my water science mentor. We're having dinner, and I told him about Dr. Paleo's research, and he just basically almost choked on his food laughing. And I said, well, what's this about? He says, I can't believe it, Len. He says, you know, we've been putting 528 frequency into our structured water because it's known by the geneticists to repair damaged DNA. And now since he shared that, I began to look into it and understanding how DNA, the structuring of DNA, just like the structuring of everything, comes out of the musical mathematics of divine design, of the intelligent design that the entire universe is basically resonating with. And so when you look at DNA or genetics, if you want to restore your youth, you want to restore your energy, then what you want to do is basically structure the water, because your DNA, I'm now quoting pretty much from the work of Ron Sakely, University of California, Berkeley, and his group, that showed if you deplete the good water, what's called structured water or clustered water from your body, as little as 8%, your DNA doesn't optimally function. Its primary function, 96% of your function.
Uh-oh. Does that mean we've lost Dr. Horowitz? Does that mean we've lost Natural Doc Radio? No, I think we're here.
All right. It looks like we've lost him temporarily. I think he's hold on while we try to get the call back, is what they're saying.
Okay. So it's interesting because one of the areas that I've been having very, very great success with are Bach flower remedies. And the Bach flower remedies, that's that whole aspect of healing. The energizing of the water molecule. It is energy medicine. Absolutely incredible information from Dr. Horowitz. And for the skeptics, it's physics. We understand that. We understand the concept of structured water. Dr. Slavin?
Well, he mentioned creating that same frequency in the water you drink.
Right.
And how do you do that? You just let the water listen to the music?
Well, I believe that's one of the ways to do it. There are different lasers that are available that will literally change the structure of almost any water that you drink. And yeah. So,
I got knocked off line, I guess.
Yeah, you did. We have a quick question because we're running out of time. So how do you get the water to have that frequency, 528?
Well, you can play the Pure Tone. If you go on to the 528records.com website, there's a body tuner. We actually have a free body tuner, which has all nine frequencies, and you can actually put your little mouse over your icon over the 528 signal, and you can actually play the 528, and you can use that to tune your instruments even as well as your tune your body, the heart chakra, the energy of that greenish yellow. And what we do is we play PureTone. When we manufacture products, we actually use the PureTone, the 528 hertz frequency. We use 528 nanometers of light. We use argon lasers for that purpose. And that again simulates the heart of sunshine when you manufacture products, water-based products, for example, or crystalline type of products. Another example, we have what's called the auto energizer, the 528 auto energizer. That's just in the next couple months going to be coming out in the auto industry to fill your cabin with this frequency while you're driving.
Unfortunately, we are out of time right now. Thank you so much, Dr. Horowitz, for joining us, giving us more in-depth information on how our listeners can access this healing energy and all of the physics behind it.
And also a reminder, you can go to 528revolution.com, 528records.com, 528radio.com, the book of 528, and also oxysilver.com. Dr. Horowitz spoke about that as well.
And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow, same time. Thanks. Bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results.